press, and we'll go to straight to questions. If you'll give us just a few seconds to get one of our mics to you, and then we'll go from there. Question for Chris. Start on the right side here.
Chris, what's been the main difference that Coach Buschan has brought into the defense? Really, the intensity that we have, that we bring each and every day. You know, it's just a different atmosphere at practice, you know, as far as our defense is concerned. We're all excited, you know, we're extremely excited. We feel like we have a new breath of life in us as far as the defense is concerned. And, you know, everything is so positive. You know, I've never seen everything so positive before, you know, circling around the defense and the team as a whole. It's we're extremely excited. We're really pumped up about starting the season off, and we know it's going to be a good one.
Other question for Chris. Left side here, Chris, on the front row.
Chris, Coach talked about trying to get that physical edge back, not only on defense, just the entire team. As far as the defense goes, do you feel like that trend can start with you and Casanova?
Definitely. Linebackers being the heart of the defense is always, you know, that's where it's supposed to start. You know, that's what we like to think. And, you know, being able to have that, have us as leaders in the middle and being taken over that leadership role as seniors, me and Cass are extremely excited, you know. Being able to come out to practice each and every day and work hard and have guys, you know, look at us to lead them. And we're definitely the heart of the defense in the linebacker core, and being able to have great guys behind us like Justin Garrett and Trey and, you know, Javier Mitchell stepping up. And you know, it's really just allowing us to be able to do a lot of things, you know, to be able to lead and to take every opportunity to work as hard as we possibly can to make a great example for the guys that are younger.
Other questions for Auburn student athlete Chris Frost, left side standing.
Who are some of the incoming guys that you're looking most forward to playing with?
Coward, he's definitely a guy that we know is going to step up and have a great season this year. We're glad to have Carl Lawson back. That's definitely a big help for us. And seeing Blake Countess run around during the play-run practices is really great for us. I knew him previously. I knew him coming out of high school, and me and him have a really good relationship. And, you know, he's a great guy. And just seeing all these different guys that aren't just talented on the field, but just have great attitudes towards the game each and every day when they bring, you know, the hard work to the table. It just makes us, as the guys that have been there, you know, 4 years like me, it just, you know, keeps us sharp, keeps us on our toes, and, you know, makes us want to do more each and every practice.
Other questions for Chris? Right side. On the second one, I think there's maybe one right behind you as well. You go ahead.
You thought about declaring for the draft after last year, and then you decided to come back. What was that decision? Was it the addition of Muschamp, or?
It was a combination of pretty much everything. I prayed on it a lot. I talked to my family a lot about it, and, you know, really just I was excited to have the opportunity to be able to play for Coach Muschamp. Of course, you know, anybody would. You know, I love what he brings to the table as far as, you know, the credentials he has. Of course, they speak for themselves, and just how he approaches us as players each and every day, and how he, you know, demands the best from us, and it allows us to demand the most from ourselves. And I feel like that was a major part of my decision to come back, but a lot of things played into it. I definitely feel like I made the right decision. I'm extremely excited about this season. I'm happy to be back with my guys, and you know, just the support that my guys give me and everything is great, you know, and we feel like it's going to be a special season.
Okay. Was there a question on the third row? No. We'll come back up front here on the right.
Chris, you mentioned that Will just makes it kind of a positive experience in practice every day. Was there a point during the season last year where you just guys felt at your lowest point, you know, where a lot of negative feelings were surrounding the defense?
Well, no team wants to, you know, lose games. Anytime, you know, you lose a game, especially in this conference, when you know that, you know, one loss or two losses can, you know, be detrimental to your season. You know, we're all competitors, and, you know, seeing that happen and seeing us kind of hit that wall, you know, was you know, kind of, you know, it was frustrating. But as far as losing our will, we never did that. You know, at Auburn, we always go out 100%, and that's why I love this team so much. And I've seen that no matter what team we've been put together at Auburn. I've seen that from the day I stepped on campus, and that hasn't changed. And you know, being an Auburn man, I feel like that's what it's really all about. Is no matter what, no matter how the game is going or how the season's going, is to keep pushing. And we've always done that, and I feel like it's gonna pay off in the end. You know, if that's what kind of allows you to win the close ones. And you know, as you can see, we've always been pretty good at winning the close ones.
Chris, we're going to move over to our left on the third row. Go ahead.
When a bunch of people talk about Auburn, it's always about the offense. Does that motivate you and the rest of the defense to try to make your name more well-known around the nation?
Well, definitely. Us as a defense, we know what we have to accomplish. We know that how much we need to step up to the plate and make a difference, and we're more than ready to do that. You know, we're already a better defense, and we're going to continue to excel each and every day. The competition we have at each position allows us to really just work harder and get better individually. And you know, obviously, if you getting better individually allows you to get better as a team. And we're doing a lot of great things. We're extremely excited, and we trust our coaches a whole lot. We trust Coach Muschamp, and as a defense, we know that we have the opportunity to be a premier defense, and we're ready to do that.
Stand on the left side, toward the back. Go ahead.
No, Nick Marshall is now gone. I'm going to bring in Jeremy Johnson. What does Jeremy bring to the table, and just describe him and his leadership abilities?
Well, the sky's the limit for Jeremy. He has all the ability in the world, you know, a big guy that can run and shoot the ball around. You know, we're extremely excited to see him, you know, perform. It was great having Nick the last 2 years, and he's done a lot for Auburn, as everyone can see. But, you know, we know that it's Jeremy's time now, and he's ready. He's more than ready to step up. He's more than ready to step up as a leader. He's been doing so, and it's amazing seeing him work. You know, he's a great guy off the field, and you know, we love being around him as a team, and it makes it really easy to really, you know, form to him and just, you know, basically just play off of him and be like, he's our quarterback leading us, and we're excited for him to lead us to a championship.
Other questions? Second row on the right side.
Hey, Chris, I think this is your fourth different system you've played in your 5 years now. I doubt that's probably what you were hoping for coming in, but are there some positives in that you've seen so many different schemes, whether it be going into this year or even down to the next level, that you've seen so many different systems?
Well, it's definitely a blessing in disguise. You know, everyone wants to, you know, be established in a certain system that they play in. But I definitely feel like it's allowed me, just like you said, to really just be able to show all the things that I can do as a player, as a linebacker. And, you know, really just open my mind into, you know, not just knowing what I have to do, but knowing what everyone has to do all the time, knowing football as a whole, knowing the big picture of playing the game. And, you know, I feel like the more you know the big picture, the more you're knowledgeable about the game itself, that's the better off you'll be. And I feel like it'll get me prepared for the next level when that time comes. But as of right now, I'm, you know, completely just focused on the system. I'm excited and I'm ready to get after it.
We have time for one more question for Chris Frost. Any other questions? Right side on the second row.
Schematically, with Coach Muschamp coming in, is there a particular aspect of what his defense is going to be asking you to do that you're most excited about?
Well, really, you know, to be able to blitz, you know, come off the edge as well as, you know, drop back into coverage. I love the fact that he has me, you know, doing so much different things. You know, I pride myself on being truly multifaceted in different ways, being able to blitz as well as drop back into coverage and covering running backs and slot receivers, man-to-man. I feel like it stretches me as far as making me do more and making me do more for the team, but I feel like it's only good in the end. I feel like that's the biggest thing for me, is being able to do a lot of different things. I don't want to be a one-dimensional player, and this defense allows me to do a lot of different things.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. I think we got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Thank you. We do have about 10 minutes before we'll have Jonathan Jones in here with us.